بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الترهيب أن يطلع الإنسان في داره قبل أن يستأذن وقبل أن يستأذن. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من اطلع في بيت قوم بغير إذنهم فقد حل لهم أن يفقهوا عينه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said: whoever peeps into the house of some people without permission, then it is permissible for them to gouge out his eye and to burst his eye. This has been narrated in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and Abu Dawud Sharif. In one narration it is mentioned, فَفَقَهُ عَيْنَهُ فَقَدْ هُدِرَتْ. If they gouge out his eye for peeping into the house without permission, and this matter is brought before the court, فَقَدْ هُدِرَتْ, then there will be no qisas and no retribution for taking out his eye. They will be justified in doing what they did. Islam has encouraged that we respect each other's privacy. And in respecting privacy, a person has to seek permission before entering the private quarters of anybody, whether it's his room or it is his house. It's not permissible to peep from the door, from the keyhole, from any gap, or to peep from the window, or to move the curtain and to look inside. Even if it is our friend's house and we're looking for him, and we come there and we open the window, remove the curtain, all this is not permissible. One person was peeping into the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a comb in his hand at that time, and he was scratching his head. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I knew you were peeping into my house, I would have taken this comb and stabbed you in the eye. That Allah Ta'ala has made it such that we have to seek permission, and the only reason for that is because the permission is sought to look inside. People are in their privacy, and because they are in their privacy, then they will do certain things that they won't do out in the open, out of shame and shyness. They will be dressing, undressing, etc., and seeing to their personal needs, or in privacy when a person is in privacy with his wife. And that is why permission needs to be sought. Like a Sahabi asked whether he needs permission to enter into the house of his mother or the room of his mother. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, would you like to see your mother undressed in a compromised position? You wouldn't like that. So rather seek permission before entering. So you save yourself from embarrassment. Both people are safe from embarrassment. Likewise, Quran Sharif encourages that in the house also, that our young children that are not baligh, the three times they must seek permission. Before the Fajr Salah, after the Isha Salah, and during the daytime when you are resting. So these resting times, a person is compromised. So they should seek permission. So children have the habit of just quietly entering into the room. Sometimes it could happen that the parents are in a compromised position, dressing, undressing, etc., or intimate, and now the child just sneaks in into the room. So this is embarrassing. It has happened to some people. So we need to train our children that at these times they must knock and they must seek permission. And if the child is baligh, anybody else, at all times they must seek permission. And seeking permission by knocking thrice, making oneself known, that who, introducing oneself, who it is. Especially if someone doesn't recognize the voice, you know, person should mention the name. This is Muhammad, this is so-and-so from so-and-so place, I need permission to enter, I need to see you. And then only when permission is granted, one should enter. And then if after knocking three times, even if we see the light is on, we can hear some sound, then we should return after that. Not insist, bang on the door and scream and shout. We don't know what is the situation. So a person should only up to three times seek permission or knock on the door or make salam. If there's no response, then we should return. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. And if the people say, see, there's nobody that is here to meet you now, or we can't meet you now, there's some problem or some difficulty or some work that we are engaged in, then we shouldn't insist on that also, that we want to meet the person. ارْجِعُوا, then we should return. That is the better thing. So these are the few rules and regulations regarding permission. But the seriousness of sort of spying into one's house without permission, we understand from this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's permissible for them to gorge out and burst the person's eye if he looks into the house without seeking permission. Let Allah save us, protect us from these evil habits, and grant us the beautiful sunnah and social etiquette of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.